If you just heard me a few minutes ago, I was telling you how important it is that kids start to get integrated into music and just opportunities to learn more about themselves. And sometimes that does happen through a musical instrument. I know I was exposed to music, I think, almost immediately. And I thought the school system that I grew up in, I was very blessed to start getting on the recorder, I think kindergarten or first grade, and then have the opportunity if I wanted to go into strings and so on and so forth. But, you know, there are a lot of students out there who can't afford instruments, can't don't have the same opportunities as others. And so we love that we get to connect with the Connecticut Hurricanes. I am a huge fan. I don't know how long ago it was, Danny Safiri, that you reached out. I want to say like 3-4 years ago, right?
It's been a bit, right?
Yeah. So Danny is back in studio with us, and we are welcoming for the first time AJ Rittenhouse. And you know what, AJ, I've got it written right here, so we're going to go with it. I have that you are a percussion instructor and part of the design team, and you are a very very important staff member to the Hurricanes. So welcome.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. It's great to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. Absolutely. So, Danny, I'm actually going to start with you because I was just sharing how much I love this program. I love the Hurricanes. I love what you're doing. And I think one of the things that stood out to me the first time you and I connected on air was you were talking about where you guys practice and how much sacrifice there is and what this means to the kids. For people who missed that conversation 3 or so years ago, recap it for people because it's really a great story.
Well, we're an all-age drum corps. We're from Seymour, Connecticut. And a lot of programs in the state of Connecticut, as you know, have fallen. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe some of the programs have been cut in Stanford at the elementary level for music. And it's sooner or later, it's going to dry up. And we give what some of the towns and some of the people and kids in Connecticut need. Like, we provide the kids with instruments. We teach them from the ground level. We teach them how to drum. We teach them how to spin color guard. And, like, the one thing I've always said is, when I grew up, I was never good in sports, never. You know, I was the kid that was always, like, trying to fit in, and it took me a while. It took me until I was almost 19 till I met my wife and joined the Hurricane. She was in the color guard.
Oh, wow.
And that goes, like, even for color guard. Like, there's a color guard circuit in Connecticut and a percussion circuit in Connecticut that you guys would not believe, but it never gets the notoriety because it's, you know, it's not sports. So these kids, they fight, band programs, kids pay $2,000 to be in high school band programs.
That's wild. I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
wow.
Like they have if they have to do uniforms, there's no money.
Right.
Horns, there's no money. So we try to go out, keep the sport alive, because we call it a sport, through music. We have horn line, drum line, we have color guard, we have honor guard people, we have people in their 60s marching next to people who are 15.
It's amazing.
I mean, and it acts like, you know, it's a mentorship program. And then we're an all-age drum corps, but the meat and potatoes is kids.
Mm.
But if somebody comes to us at 35 and says, I love this activity, we put them right in there. We make sure that it's just almost like an in-house coach. They're good mentors for the kids.
Yeah. I also think there's something really beautiful about that because we also right now are living in times where there's so much division.
Oh, well.
Age-wise, too.
The only thing that matters is that you're a Hurricane when you walk through the
right? door. Right. But that's what I mean. I wish we had more opportunities. That's why I love highlighting what you guys do because I think it's just a very wholesome story that's happening here in Connecticut and it's happening in real time and you're mixing different ages, different backgrounds, different talents.
We have kids that come in with no family and they're best friends with kids that have big families.
That's amazing.
And they take them in, I've been to a wedding this weekend, and the majority of the wedding were Hurricane people.
That's so cool.
And they all grew up together. I have kids that I marched with me at Brian McMahon High School who are now the uncles to my kids.
That's incredible.
You know, and those are the things that you come into the Hurricanes. You know, I met AJ through the Hurricanes, and it's a ride.
Yeah,
It's all about the kids. Not a penny of our money gets spent on anything else but the organization and the kids.
I think this is really neat. And so, AJ, I want to welcome you again to WICC and for coming in. So, obviously, you guys met through the Hurricanes. So tell us about your journey to now becoming one of the staff members there.
Yeah, I started off doing marching band in high school as well. I'm from Meriden, Connecticut. Had a great program there. And once I started to discover what drum corps was, I had lots of different opportunities, but had some staff members who, you know, brought me along with them a couple different places around New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and eventually I settled here in Connecticut. And one of my bosses, if you will, and fellow staff member, he asked me to come on board and teach, and I've been teaching now for 6 years, and it's been an awesome ride. I've seen the core kind of rise and fall, but there's been so many great things happening, and especially these last few years. You know, we've been back-to-back world champions, which is fantastic, and it's a great experience for everybody involved, certainly on the staff side and the admin, the members, everybody. So lots of great things happening. It's a pleasure to be a part of it.
What are you seeing, especially because, I mean, you're one of the people instructing these young minds, these young talents. I mean, what do you see these kids getting out of the Hurricanes?
The biggest thing is just the hard work and the dedication it requires. You know, we rehearse every weekend, starting usually in mid-April around this time of year. So it's a big commitment to say, no, I can't go to that family party on Saturday. And, you know, we have some people who have plans all throughout the weekend or vacations. And, you know, one of the things you commit to is that you're going to be here. And that, A, requires a big decision on their part and for their parents and family and things of that nature. But also the hard work. I mean, we're trying to get, you know, upwards of 60, 80, 100 people. You know, the bigger cores are up in the low to mid hundreds of people to really be totally in sync. And there's just no substitute other than, you know, the time you spent. So I really push that a lot. And, you know, I want you to feel like at the end of the season, regardless of what happens with the score or with the final run through of the show we have, that you feel like there's nothing more you could have done. Mm. And really that gratitude they feel is what makes it all worth it.
That's incredible. And so we have both Danny and AJ here from the Connecticut Hurricanes. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, I should say, about what has gone on with the team in the last couple of years. I mean, it's been really a great ride for you guys. I've had a lot of great accolades added to the team. And also what you need to know if you want to get your child signed up, if you want to become a part of this. We're going to give you a sneak peek into how you do that and what the season to come is going to look like. That's coming up next right here on Melissa in the Morning. Well, geez, I always learn something new about you. We have Danny here as well as AJ with the Connecticut Hurricanes. So in 35 years, you've never missed a show?
Never missed a performance.
You know the good Lord is watching, right?
I never missed a performance.
That's incredible.
When I joined the Corps, the unity that I found there, I'd never wanted to be apart from it.
That's so cool.
I missed so many. I mean, you know, my parents and my family were mad at me.
Right.
But, you know, but right. like the,
but you're but, committed.
But listen, that was my, I found my, my soul search and brought me right there.
Yeah. That's amazing. So the Connecticut Hurricanes, we sort of teed up for you kind of the history of it and what kids are getting out of it and why there's such a need for it. You know, we had a lawmaker on actually earlier in the show today, and I was talking about education and funding and things, you know, drying up. And you're right, more and more programs are going away. And it's so interesting that society-wise, there's such a focus, it seems like, first and foremost, well, what sports are your kids going to play?
Right.
And it's interesting that music, it does eventually sometimes come up. Sometimes it never does, but you know, the arts or music, if you're a non-sports, that comes up either later or never at all, especially even at the elementary level, which so that's why it's wonderful that you guys are providing this.
Yes.
It's great. It's really, really great. Now, a quick question before we go into all the nitty-gritty. Where do you guys get the instruments, and where are you practicing?
We practice at up in Seymour.
Okay.
All our practice locations are on our website. You know, because we have multiple fields now that baseball starts up. So once baseball's there, we got to move around and all that other stuff. Yeah, we practice in Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you could sign up all, you know, just by going to our website.
I was just going to pull it up right now, actually, just so I could start. I could just start name dropping it. Let me just see. I know I have it here, but I always get nervous if I say epc.org. I'm glad I didn't just say it because I was going to say com. So, yeah, cthurricanes.org. It's as simple as that.
And we purchase all our instruments. I think we bought horns about 5 years ago. That was like about 95,000 almost. And then tubas alone were, I think, like 30,000.
I would think so.
And then we purchased percussion. That was about 30,000. Wow. A marimba goes for about 11,000.
And do the instruments last long?
We make them last long.
You're like, here's
the
thing.
Yeah, they're like, wow. we tell the kids even know on all the old equipment, we tell them to treat it like gold because you never know when you're going to. We literally, you know,
we don't
for
get
every
rid of
tooth, you know, you break a lug nut on a drum, it's money. You know, like, you know, electronics now. We're into electronics. We have sound equipment. We're going to have 8 speakers on the field this year.
Wow.
We mic our horns. We mic our drums. We have electronic clarinet this year in the pit for the first time.
Wow. Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, and like I said, we try to give as much variety for instruments, and we're going to the Color Guard. We're having performers. We're doing a great show this year. It's AJ will talk about that.
Yeah.
But it's like last year we did through the 60s up through the 70s. We did Rocket Man.
That's
we
so
did
cool.
White Rabbit last year. It's
a fun time.
Yeah, it's a performance.
How many people make up the current Connecticut Hurricanes team?
Well, the good news is that we've had our first Color Guard tryouts last week, and about 32 showed up.
Wow.
So, we might be moving up into it. Depends on how many kids you have, but I think we're cut off at 110.
Okay.
Is our open class, and then the world class is where I think we're going to be heading.
Wow.
And we're going to be heading up to the Lucas Oil Stadium Dome to bring it this year for the first time.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we have to get to Indianapolis this year.
Yeah.
And coming with that is the pitfalls of trying to raise an extra 30,000. Buses are not cheap.
No, they're not.
We got to house the kids up there. I mean, we literally take 125 people, put them on buses, and we travel across the East Coast, hopefully, to perform and win another championship.
That's wild. Oh, yeah. What a wild experience. And so, AJ, I'm going to come over to you, if you don't mind, talking about upcoming season, what we can expect, some of the exciting stuff that's on the horizon.
Yeah, there are. Coming off of last year, we just had so many great things happen, and this year's no different. Like Danny mentioned, we're kind of taking 3 weeks away from the end of the season because we're going to Indianapolis now and performing there as part of this merger between the two drum corps circuits, if you will. But the show's off to a great start. I don't want to spoil too much, but it's definitely a new type of energy coming from the corps. There's a lot of darkness involved. Really powerful production. We've got this lovely, like Danny mentioned, we've got 8, speakers, subwoofers, microphones, so much really, energy out there on the field mixed with all the horns and drumline we have. It's going to be a really fantastic show, and we're making great progress at this point. Most of the core has the whole music, all the show learned. So now
cool.
We're starting to put it together visually and learn the choreography and we call it the drill, which is where they need to be on the field. And it's an exciting time of year, but the end of June will be here soon, and hope we got to just keep pushing and hope we're ready for that.
So I was just going to ask that because I was looking at your schedule while you were chatting on your website, cthurricanes.org. So you guys are having tryouts. Is this for the next season or is this to add on? This is for this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They get contracts. They get a contract that they sign to be part of the Hurricanes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because, we
it's almost like when you do travel sports that you would, I see. Okay,
I compare it to travel sports a lot when I talk to people about this. Because a lot of people think, you're a member of a drum corps, how much do they pay you? And you're like, actually, I have to pay $1,500 to be a part of it.
Right.
And it seems like such a shock. But to anybody who's been lucky enough to do that kind of privatized sports, it's the same kind of thing. We pay for uniforms, you pay for equipment, you pay for all, the rehearsal facilities you use. Coming off of that, it's very similar.
And especially for sports, some camps cost you $2,000 for a weekend.
Yeah, it's
we're
so
charging.
True.
We charge $1,600 for the season,
mm-hmm. And your season what is from?
Well,
typically?
It starts usually in Thanksgiving weekend where we do indoor rehearsals, and we go all the way. Now we used to go to Labor Day, and now we're going to go to the end of July,
August, mid-August, 14th, 15th.
Yeah. That's wild. I mean, that's amazing.
And some of the events that are coming, we're going to be doing Walk a Mile in Her Shoes.
I know.
Up this
see
weekend.
You guys tomorrow. Yeah. I can't wait.
And then we have a veterans concert coming up. We do a concert for all the veterans in Seymour.
I love that. I saw that on your main page.
It's going to be Saturday, May 4th at the middle school.
And,
a lot of it helps out the VFW, the American Legion there.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and working with them guys are great. Watching them come in and talk to the kids, and we try to, and they let us use the facility and, stuff like that. And then we're at the Barnum Festival this year. The Barnum Festival is going to be at Shelton High School again this year. It's going to be, I think it's
June 29th at Shelton High School.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So if there are people who are interested in either getting their kids involved with this, or maybe they themselves have a background in music, they'd love to get involved, or they just want to learn more, they want to connect with you, what would be your advice to them?
Well, I would say go to the website to learn where we're at, what rehearsal facility we're at. We take volunteers. The support team that we need to get these kids to, you know, we got moms to do the uniforms. We never have enough of them. We have dads to move the equipment around. We never have enough of them. You know, like, we could always use help. If you want to be a volunteer, you want to come on down, we're always willing to take help.
That's amazing.
And then from a membership perspective, you know, we've at this point, a lot of the ensemble and the core is, you know, try to kind of be set. As Danny mentioned before, we give contracts to everybody so that not only the core knows, you know, how many people to have, but we have to write specifically where people are on the field, and you got to know exactly how many members we have and things like that. But we always have a few people who can't make it happen around this time of year. So if you reach out over email, or we have a contact form on the website, and whether it's just come and check it out and sit and watch some rehearsals, if you've got a, you know, a member who might not be ready for it yet, or just wants to get it, you know, keep an ear out for some horns and or some drums. It's we're always around the area, and if nothing else, just head around to Seymour or somewhere in the valley and keep your ears open. Yeah. And you'll hear us.
Yeah, you'll find us. But you know, and we even have. And if I want to put this out there too, if you have a kid that wants to do drum corps hurricanes and you don't have any money, we have people that will sponsor these kids from underprivileged.
Wow.
And like, we find a way.
That's beautiful.
And there's fundraising. You know, if you come up and you're a great member, we find a spot for you.
And I meant to ask this earlier. How young? Like, what's the youngest that could join your...
Well, we've had 14.
Oh, wow.
15.
That's incredible. Can you imagine having a 14-year-old and then how you connect with, you know, somebody maybe in their 30s, 40s, 50s? That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of the things that makes this all-age class so spectacular.
Special.
And a lot of the most talked about is the world-class groups, and those are all 21, 22 and under, which is great. But then after you're age 22, you're expected to just
phase out,
go get
something.
A job, buy a house, and
never,
you know,
never pick up an instrument again.
A lot of people around my age group and older and younger still want to keep doing this. And if they have the means to do it, it's an awesome experience.
The best part for me is I brought my family with me the whole time. So we were there. We walked away from the week and had 2 days just to be with our families.
So cool.
And then we walked back ready to go back to the work week again,
right,
knowing you had the weekend again.
Yeah.
My son grew up around it. I'm raising my new son.
It's beautiful.
To grow up around it. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good when somebody walks into the field and you got 130 family members out there.
Yeah, well, you know, when you go back to even also talking about like the I would say the contrast to the sports world, you know, you might get through to college if you can play college ball, if you're lucky. And then, gosh, you're even more lucky if you get to a professional level in minor leagues. But you can always keep that instrument handy, literally for the rest of your life.
We got one more pretty cool fundraiser coming up.
Tell me.
We're trying it. We're doing a tractor trailer and food truck competition.
That sounds awesome.
Yep.
So when is that?
That is going to be Saturday, May 11th.
Okay.
And Sunday, May 12th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at
the
Sports Haven in Long Wharf.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be in the parking lot, and they're going to have like big tractor trailers. Like, people have car shows.
Yeah.
We're going to have tractor trailers where you're able to come in there and be able to. And something like this raises money to get us to Indianapolis. Like, we're trying everything we can. And if anybody has any ideas how to help us out and get us there, please contact us and let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope you guys get to go. I mean, it's amazing what you're doing. If people want to learn more, if you want to support them, please be sure to go to their website, cthurricanes.org. Again, cthurricanes.org. And Danny, I don't even think I gave your official title, Operations and Facilities Manager for the Connecticut Hurricanes.
Yeah, this year I'm taking a step back. I'm going to be on the board.
You're still
just
important.
On the board. Just on the board.
I'm only one of the minor managers. It's fine.
Yesterday we just adopted a 4-year-old.
Oh, congratulations!
And so I have to kind of focus a little bit of energy, making sure that he goes straight and narrow.
I get it. We are you kidding? Our Paul Piorek adopted three this
God
past
bless.
Year.
Oh, I want to shout out to him. Hi, Giancio.
Yeah, oh, I love it. I love it. Well, we thank you for being here, and AJ Rittenhouse, I thank you for coming on the show for the first time. I look forward to connecting again, and good luck. Please keep me posted.
I will.
Okay.
See you soon.
I hope so. cthurricanes.org, and again, cthurricanes.org is their website, and it is the Connecticut Hurricanes right here on WICC.